Awesome. Welcome, everybody, again to the Proven Plan training call this morning. My name is Daniel Effington, Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm glad to be with everybody to share a brief message this morning. Thank you, everybody, for waking up bright and early and being with us here on the call this morning. Mark Shinsato has asked me to share a brief message with everybody this morning, and the topic that I've chosen to touch on briefly is the topic of accountability. It's actually a topic that I've been discussing a lot with my own groups throughout the country and also into Mexico and different places throughout the world. And so I think everybody can definitely benefit from this topic. So what we'll go ahead and do as outline, we'll go ahead and share the message really quick on accountability, and then we'll open up all the lines. So anybody that has any questions or any comments that they'd like to provide for the group, those will be welcome. So again, welcome everybody to the Proven Plan training call this morning. We're going to go ahead and get started off with the topic of accountability. The type of accountability that I'd like to talk about this morning, perhaps not the conventional accountability that we're used to hearing about, that is following up with your prospects, tracking their progress towards becoming future LifeVantage customers and even independent distributors. However, the accountability that I would like to spend some time on is the accountability that each and every one of us have as independent distributors of LifeVantage, as business owners, that is accountability to ourselves in our business. Now, it's interesting to see, as people come into the business, especially, and that's what I'm customers, especially as independent business owners, as independent distributors of LifeVantage, it's absolutely impossible to prejudge, to really know ahead of time who will and who won't be successful. I'm sure everybody's seen that. I've been absolutely surprised at times when I thought I'd recruited the perfect candidate. You know, those people that you think they got the stuff. They had absolutely everything needed. All the proper training, all the right education to be absolutely wildly successful in the business. You think they have that sales background, or they have that personality. They have that perfect touch. They'll be perfect for the business. And as many of you, I'm sure all of us, in fact, that have been involved with the business for a while, or in the industry even, we've experienced this. Oftentimes we end up disappointed when before they hardly even get started, really, they're already throwing the towel in. We're like, wait a minute. You have absolutely everything needed to be totally successful. And so we're kind of sitting there pondering, what is it that went wrong with that person? Why wasn't it that, you know, we kind of prejudge them, they'd be the perfect candidate, that they're going to be wildly successful, and in the end, they didn't quite do it. However, on the other hand, we see the opposite scenario. We've all witnessed this as well, those individuals with no previous industry experience, no previous network marketing experience, right? No proven track record of any sort in the industry, and in many cases, against all odds, everything stacked against them, they achieve extreme success in the business. So to kind of kick things off this morning, you know, the question that I'd like to pose to everybody, every one of you on the call this morning is, what is the difference? What is one of the, in my opinion, main determining factors of one's success or failure in the LifeVantage business, in this business model? I would pose, and I stand firm on this, that I believe it has everything to do with mentality and having the right attitude from the get-go. You know, jumping in with eyes wide open, knowing exactly what we're getting into, and having the right mentality and the right attitude from the very get-go. After all, I think many of you obviously have heard at one point or another an opportunity meeting given by Master Pro 10, Eric and Trish Albertson. Eric often shares, at least in the past, has shared this experience or this example in his opportunity meetings. And we see it all the time, I believe. You know, he would compare the business a lot of times to two doctors. Two doctors just getting out of school, graduating from medical school, same credentials, identical education, perhaps they even studied at the exact same school, have the same teachers. So they study the same information at the exact same education. One becomes a complete success, while the other, throughout life, continues to struggle just to make ends meet, you know, for the next 30, 40 years and a person's less pondering. Well, what was the difference? Why is it that with the same education, a lot of the same background, all the same tool sets, why is it that one became wildly successful while the other struggled over time just to make ends meet? The examples of this are found throughout life and in the industry and business in general in countless scenarios. While in the case of the doctors, much of the differences of their success can be attributed to timing, as Eric often has expressed, here with life manage that playing field of timing is completely level, right? We're all ground floor. We all have a very, very similar opportunity when it comes to that timing aspect of success in the business, right? That is why I stand firm that mentality and having the right attitude are at the very forefront, are key to being successful in your life and its business. And that has absolutely everything to do with holding ourselves accountable from the get-go, from the commencement of our life and its businesses. Recently here, one of my mentors, she's a two-time Hall of Famer, actually the winningest woman in the history of the sport of basketball. She's my neighbor, Coach Lynn Larson. I was speaking with her the other day, actually, about LifeVantage, and she told me, you know what, Daniel, in business or in life in general, I believe that attitude is everything. And I was like, you know, that's interesting. We talk a lot about that with the business, Lynn. She said, you know, attitude is everything. Whether your glass is half full or half empty. Whether we're grateful for the challenges that we face with our business because they help us grow, they help us improve, or do we constantly complain about those challenges that we're confronted with along our path to Master Pro 10, to success in both life and in our life-managed businesses. And I believe that my friend, my mentor, Coach Lynn Larson, is 100% correct. In fact, this is interesting. This is something that you can all play with. You don't have to take my word for it. If you were to assign a number to each and every single letter of the alphabet, A being the number 1, going all the way through Z being number 26, so A1, B2, C3, so forth, all the way through Z, and you were to spell out the word attitude, you were to add up all the corresponding numbers to that A-T-T-I-T-U-D-E, it results in the sum total of 100%. So I found very, very interesting because it really doesn't matter. Lack of knowledge, lack of education, lack of experience, all that can be made up for. All that can be made up for if we have a desire and we have the right attitude from the get-go. And so something I've been doing recently with a lot of my teams is helping them, especially those new distributors recently coming into the business. We've heard, and the statistics there are there to back this up, certainly, that the vast majority of the growth that will occur in your businesses, in our businesses, throughout the month, occur with those people that are new, that are participating within the first 90 days, right? So I think it's somewhere in the realm of 85 to 90% of the new enrollment, of all the new sales volume that comes into LifeVantage, comes through those that are new in the business within their first 60 to 90 days. That's where if we were to compare it to wildfire, lightning strikes at the epicenter at the very, very commencement of it, and it starts to spread. As it spreads, it burns hottest in all the edges as it begins to spread out. And then it starts to die down slowly in the middle where it first commenced. Same thing applies to our businesses. So recently, I extended a challenge to many of the leaders on my team with accountability, with having the right mentality and attitude from the get-go. And you can feel free to participate in this yourselves as well. Many of the people that I've been working with recently, leaders in my business, have struggled and maybe even recently experienced a little bit of stagnation in their businesses. So I told them that as leaders, both premier and elite ranks, that I'd like them to write up their own LifeVantage business plan. Kind of go back to the beginning. Start from the very, very, very grassroots. Let's pretend that we're all starting over in a sense, and I want you to write up a business plan. But here's the catch. Before you get started, I asked each and every one of them to tap into their subconscious mind and to use their imagination. I asked them to imagine what it would have felt like, what the experience would have been had in the commencement of their life and its business, in the beginning of their life and its business, had they been asked to invest $100,000 to begin their life and its business. Instead of 700 to 1,000 with the Master Tripass, I said, imagine what it would have felt like, that gut feeling, you know, that maybe kind of wrenching and stuff when we invest that kind of money into an opportunity. What would it have felt like? And so stop each and every one of you and take the opportunity to think, what would it have felt like had we been asked, if we were looking at LifeVantage as a micro franchise, right, and we're buying into the franchise rights to set up our LifeVantage distribution of these incredible exclusive products, if you were asked to invest $100,000, would that have been too much, first of all? How would you have felt about that? So what kind, at that point, having now invested a significantly more amount of capital or money to begin your business, what kind of business plan at that point would you put together? How would you spend your time differently each and every single day? How much time would you spend in front of the TV? We've often heard there's no TV in the TV, and that's absolutely true. How many three-way calls would you commit yourself to every day? How many presentations would you do each and every month? Would you commit to that minimum of 15? Or having invested $100,000 plus in your life and its business, would it look more like 30 or more a day? Trying to get an ROI on that kind of investment. How many presentations? How many follow-ups would you do with those people that you've introduced to the business and so on? Would you become discouraged after making perhaps just a few phone calls and inviting people to listen to LifeVantage message and you get rejected by those people initially? Would you continue? Or would you feel discouraged and not continue? Would you continue looking for that blue M&M, that key leader that everybody's looking at will actually turn their business around? Would you have an even stronger resolve in searching for those people? We've often heard the LifeVantage, one of the best analogies, I believe, initially I heard this from Master Pro Ten Marcel Niedelhauser. And I continue till this day to share this with my teams that LifeVantage is so simple. You've all heard it referred to as a numbers game. It's just a matter of time. I love the analogy that it's simply a deck of cards. There's 52 cards in that deck. We're not interested in any of the cards except for those four aces. Problem is, we have no idea where those four aces are throughout that deck. They may be in the top. And oftentimes we see people, wow, you know, they just got started and they already found that blue M&M. They already found that first ace and they're rocking and rolling. For some of us, for many of you perhaps, it can seem a little bit daunting and discouraging at times because you're like, okay, all four of those aces must be stacked up together at the very bottom of this deck as we're going through it, you know, constantly inviting and feeling like there's more rejection than success. But I think if that we go into this from the get-go, looking at this as a multi-billion dollar opportunity, that we had invested a significant amount of money, and I think our mindset would be completely different. We would do whatever it takes to hold ourselves accountable to our 15 minimum presentations a month, to our three follow-ups every day, to our three new invites every single day, helping people get their concerns, their doubts resolved as we help them progress and to become distributors themselves. So I believe that oftentimes in life, and certainly in business, and this applies 100% to LifeVantage, that the fear of loss is a very strong motivator. And one of the things that we do stand to lose is time. That's the thing, the timing of this deal gets slightly worse, not to be the messenger of bad news, but it does. It gets slightly worse every single day that we let slip through our fingers without capitalizing, without taking advantage of, you know, taking full advantage of the day and everything that we can do. So with that said, what can you do differently? With that right attitude, with the right mentality, holding yourself accountable, looking at your LifeVantage business as the one and only thing that you have right now, that you invested absolutely everything in, and what are you willing to do to make it work? Instead of, a lot of times I think a lot of people come into this industry, right, and this does apply to the industry at whole, they come in with this mindset that it's more of a lottery, more of a lottery ticket than a business opportunity that we've invested in. No, perhaps because the investment isn't significant for a lot of people at the beginning. For others, it is. And you see the difference in how they treat it. When somebody invests that $1,000 and that $1,000 was everything they had, or in cases like with Clinton Boyles, when they, you know, sell their motorcycle in order to invest in their Vantage bag, they put it all on the line. And their action that they take after that is significantly different than the person that the $1,000, they don't really feel it. I don't know if that makes sense, but definitely causes the initiative to be different. So what can we do different? What will you do different, even today, getting off this call? Had you invested $100,000 instead, or even more, for your life and its business? Those that treat this like a multi-billion dollar business opportunity, more than likely will get out of it exactly what they're expecting. Likewise, those of us that treat it like a $700 to $1,000 business opportunity will also get exactly what we anticipate out of it. Remember that every day that passes by is a day of opportunity lost, and all the things that we can get back, money, you know, material things, anything like that, that we might have lost, girlfriend, wife perhaps, husband, time is not one of those things. Once it is gone, there's no going back. So I'd like to challenge each and every one of you to treat today, to treat each and every day with a sense of urgency, because the Life Vantage train, I believe there's songs about this even, the Life Vantage train is indeed leaving the station. We are over five years in, and you're either on that train, absolutely enjoying the ride, those of you that are in with both feet, treating it with all the seriousness that it deserves, or you're running behind it trying to catch up, and perhaps jump on, or you just may end up flat out missing that gravy train. So the decision is up to each and every one of us, right? And it's a decision that's not made once, it's a decision that's made every single day when we get out of bed. What are we going to do today to improve our life and its business, to progress just a little bit more? And it can be that simple, just in small steps that we take each and every day. A lot of times we feel so rushed to climb to the elite ranks, and certainly there's a lot of urgency there, but a lot of times people feel so rushed that when they don't see that immediate success right out of the gate, they become discouraged and they stop taking those baby steps that will get them slightly closer to premier profiles, to the next rank, and on up through the elite ranks and eventually to Master's 10. So there is absolutely plenty of room at the top, in the elite ranks, in the master ranks even, for each and every one of us on this call, because we still sit ground floor. I don't care if you just barely joined the business yesterday, there is absolutely plenty of time for you. You are a pioneer. With that said, I want to just go ahead and close. Hopefully there's some nuggets there that everybody can take away. I want to go ahead and close with a short quote, actually, by Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. He said, "The state of your life is nothing more than a reflection of your state of mind. The state of your life is nothing more than a reflection of your state of mind." Each and every one of us holds the keys to our future, to our destiny, if you will. So make the decision today that come what may, whether it takes 1 year, 3 years, or 4 years to climb to the lead rank, to climb to the top of the company, that you have decided and determined to do it with absolute results. Awesome. Very good. I want to thank everybody for being on the call with us. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines to any questions that anybody may have pertaining to accountability, mentality, or anything that I can help you guys with. So if you have a question, I believe it is *6 that you will hit to unmute your line so we can go ahead and move forward. So anybody that has any questions, the conversation, or comments as well, that they'd like to provide for the group, go ahead and just hit star 6 on your phone, and it should unmute your line. Hello, it's Robin Fox in Chico, California. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thanks, Rob, for being on the call with us. Go ahead.
Sure. What's the best way you found to create accountability in your group?
Yeah. So with that excellent question, many people have been working with recently. I see. I work a lot with the Spanish market as well, down in Mexico and across the borders. And one of the biggest things I see is the seriousness when people come in, how they're really treating the business, whether it's kind of like, it's a lottery ticket, hopefully I get lucky, hopefully I, you know, score a couple leaders, and really like to instill that in people, especially here recently, that, hey, look, this is a business. You know, if you were, and I'll give them different analogies or different examples, and, you know, the vast majority of people have been in the workforce before, unless they're just extremely young millennial entrepreneur. And so they've experienced what it's like having a boss, what it's like having a manager, right? And so I explained to them, you know, what if you were to put the kind of effort, and you know, and it may be a reality check for some of them, but what if you were to put the kind of effort that you're putting into your life and its business in for your boss at your current or your previous employment? If you were to, you know, maybe dedicate just that hour a day or whatever the case may be, to take it back and say, what would you do? What would you do if this was your business? Would you just, you know, do those five presentations a day, or would you, you know, strive for 30, 40, 50 presentations a day? There are many people that do 3 presentations absolutely every single day just to get the message out there. So really just, I think, changing that mindset for people and helping them realize this is not a lottery ticket. This is a serious, this is a viable business opportunity. You need to treat it like such. Treat it, I often tell them, if you were to invest just 5%, dedicate just 5% of the time, of the effort that you give your employer into your life and its business, you will be independently wealthy in a matter of a year, 2 years max, with your life and its business. So I think it's really just changing that mindset so they see it for what it is, not just as, and I think that applies to everybody. We just a lot of times see it like, oh, I just need to get that one leader, and then they'll take off and they'll kind of do the work. And then maybe that second leader. So help them realize that, hey, first of all, you have to become that leader. You have to become almost like that employer, bringing those people into the business and really mentor them and so forth. So I don't know. Does that help with the question?
Daniel, I'm hearing you say, you know, the mindset is critical, and that piggybacks on the quote from Dyer. And so just to follow up on that, on accountability, what have you used within your leaders as well as newer people in the group to, you know, we don't want to be in the management mode, I understand. We always want to be, you know, recruiting ourselves and being that leader and demonstrating that and helping inspire others to do that. But what should we be doing as leaders to offer accountability? And yet, as I heard on one CD that was passed out, not necessarily create competition within your groups, because that could potentially be a negative, but to offer that accountability for those that need it beyond just mindset. You know, reminding them of mindset, of actual practicality.
Actual practice, yeah, I know exactly. I mean, having the different worksheets, one of the things I, you know, try to challenge everybody to do is make those 3 new contacts a day, constantly be adding to your prospect list, to that database, and lead out, like you said. That's probably the most important thing, because it is a game of follow the leader constantly. And all our leaders, whatever rank they may find themselves at, they will do ultimately what they see us doing. And so if we have fallen into management mode where we're just telling everybody else, hey, you know, you need to be inviting 3 new people a day, adding to your list every single day, following up with 3 people every single day, and so forth, more likely if we ourselves are not doing it, they won't give that the importance that it needs. But that really is ultimately coming down to it, you know, putting our nose to the grindstone, if you will, and having those accountability worksheets in the
proven plan in the blueprint and filling them out, making sure those prospects get down. What was it that we invited them to look at, whether it was something on the internet or to watch the opportunity DVD, or if they saw a live presentation, what's the next step? And ultimately help people, because we're not looking to convince anybody to get into the life energy business. We're not looking to convince anybody to become a customer. We're simply looking to provide the information and as quickly as human possible get to a yes, to a no, or to a maybe, kind of later down the road type deal where somebody will go into an incubator. And so really having those worksheets, so many times we heard at Elite Academy, Abe, brand new Pro 7, Elite Pro 7 in the business, I believe out of Florida, and he admitted to everybody that he had not yet cracked open the blueprints. And I think that's the case. We hear it. We go to the premier schools. We hear the same information. We understand we need to have that accountability. We need to fill out those worksheets so we know exactly the progress of each and every one of our prospects. But how often do we actually do that? Those are the things where really the difference between treating it like a serious business, having that mindset, that accountability, and kind of like hoping that, you know, well, if we just keep sharing the message enough, eventually we'll find that blue M&M. And so really I believe that's one of the key indicators between success and frustration in our business is actually promoting to your group to get those sheets out, and even do it with them initially. Grab your maybe top five leaders or three or two people. Sit down with them, be like, okay, this is what we need to do. Sit down and get their prospects, the people that they've shared with, and get them on that accountability worksheet so we can help them follow up with those individuals. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And so what I hear you saying is that we want to continue to work with our teams on mindset. We want to have personal accountability, and that's best done through using the blueprint and filling out the worksheets, because there's no point in having, you know, you're making new leads that you're not at least, you know, following up on the leads that you have. And so are you doing anything with also then having accountability in terms of calling, having conversation with your leaders and saying, hey, how many worksheets have you filled out this week, or how are you doing on your doing your three a day, or do you have any kind of contest or accountability that you're following up, and hey, you said you'd do 15, you only did 10, or anything like that, or you just continue to remind people of their own personal responsibility and that it's their business?
Absolutely. Obviously, as we create, you know, duplication being the key to the success in this business, as we teach, as we directly follow up with our leaders, if you will, those people that we can, because obviously as our network grows, as our business grows, it becomes impossible to reach through all the ranks, through all the levels, and personally touch each and every single one of those people. Certainly, we have a weekly call that as a team, everybody gets on, and we do. We share practices. What did we see that worked this week that created some success, some growth in our business, you know? What kind of follow-ups are you doing? What are you using? What kind of tactics and so forth are you using as you follow up that you're seeing is working? But as we create that proper duplication with those initial leaders and then vocally make it known that, hey, we expect you, and I even need you to do the same with your people. And when that chain of duplication begins correctly, right, that'll continue to those that are really, really pursuing the business, those that are taking it seriously, they'll continue that duplication throughout your group. Now, that works very, very well when it's done correctly, but the same thing applies, unfortunately, when improper or bad duplication is started from the commencement. If we don't expect that accountability, if we don't vocally make that known and we don't do it with them, even in person, those that we can directly reach out to, they probably won't do it themselves with their group, right? And so if we expect that, we set the proper expectation from the get-go, set the proper duplications, they'll continue to do that, and they'll just trickle down throughout the ranks, and those that are really, truly, honestly trying to build their business, they'll pick up on that, and they'll do it as well.
Thank you, Daniel.
Awesome. Thank you for the questions. I appreciate it. Very, very insightful.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes.
Hi, this is Don from Seattle. How are you today?
Doing well. How about you, Don?
Good, thank you. So could you say something about the advisability of having an accountability partner for yourself?
Incredible. almost absolutely imperative. I think, personally, a lot of people may not agree with that, but especially when we get to the point, this is interesting, the more successful we become in the Life Vantage business, I think the more imperative, the more important that becomes, actually, simply because you reach a certain comfort level, right? You know, you don't make bad, as many of you know, you don't make bad income as an Elite Pro 7, as an Elite Pro 8 in the company and so forth. And so you reach that level, and all of a sudden, what was driving you and motivating you, you know, looking for that financial stability, that financial freedom, it starts to lessen. That fire doesn't burn quite as hot as what it did initially. And so you absolutely need an accountability partner, somebody that's going to continue to remind you, hey, how many people have you talked today? How many calls have you made? Because you can get into that mode where you're just kind of floating through things, doing presentations, you know, for your group as you're asked to do so, and we stop running at it. Something that I like to do just every once in a while, at least once a year, to really, really spur myself on, get with the person and create a 90-day challenge. So this is my accountability partner, and that can be anybody. That can be somebody offline. That can be somebody crossline. In many cases, it can even be somebody in your downline that has the right, you know, focus and mindset that really wants to run at it and create that 90-day challenge where we just go on a blitz, just traveling, getting out there, sharing presentations. But when you have that accountability partner, they're going to keep you focused even when you're already comfortable, when you don't have that something behind you constantly pricking at you and saying, hey, you know, you need to get up. You need to push yourself a little harder because your family is depending on it in a way. And so no, absolutely, absolutely essential. I'd recommend everybody on the call that has not yet done so, find somebody that can help you stay accountable to yourself. And you do the same for them as well and call each other on a daily basis. Maybe even set up a fixed schedule that, hey, at 7 o'clock every night or 8 o'clock every night, we're going to jump on, just kind of go through, well, what did we do today? Because oftentimes if we don't vocalize it out loud, we don't realize that, shoot, I didn't really do much of anything for my business today until somebody asks us about it and holds us accountable for it. So, yeah, I can't say enough, and actually thank you for bringing that up, because that's of the utmost importance, I believe, having somebody, whether it be a wife or be another business partner. I know people in my own group that have reached out crosswise and just really kicked it off with people and, you know, developed an incredible relationship in other groups, and they constantly are messaging each other and holding one another accountable. So, excellent question. Does that make sense? Would you like to add to that, Don? Okay, any other questions around accountability and the importance of accountability, or other comments that we have today?
This is Vicki from Seattle.
Vicki?
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. You were talking about the accountability partner. You were suggesting maybe a crossline or a spouse. And I thought, you know, that would work, one of those would work better than upline or downline, I'm thinking. Do you have anything to say about that?
That a spouse or would work better than upline or downline, or which in my experience has worked best? Is that the question?
But you know, you suggested crossline or spouse, and I'm thinking those would work well. I also was thinking about upline or downline, but I'm thinking with upline or downline, there's just a little bit, there's a different dynamic there, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. It really depends. I mean, a lot of it has more to do with personality. When we find that person, maybe with a like personality or maybe even opposite personality. We see a lot of partnerships in our own business, even with like vantage that are in many ways complete opposites, but it absolutely works because they complement one another, right? And so having that kind of accountability, I think it has more to do with personality. It really has got to be somebody that you're comfortable with, first of all, that you can be very, very open with. It can't be too businessy, like, I guess, is what I'm saying. There's got to be that open relationship where you can, you know, feel free to share that frustration. If you had a frustrating and just a hard day, maybe it was nothing but a day full of rejections. And so I think whoever that is, I guess, choose wisely. In other words, because that's a person that's really, really, really going to keep you on par, keep you focused, moving forward towards your goals each and every day, and set goals together. You know, we heard it from Sage, Mark Shinsato, Master Pro 10, just this last Elite Academy. You know, it's that simple. It really is. It's not a matter of if you will be successful or not. I mean, believe me, guys, believe me. That is the absolute truth. It is not something that's just said to make everybody feel good. It's the absolute truth. It is a numbers game. And so if we filter through those numbers, like Mark shared from Sage, if we do those three new invites, reach out and just reach out to three new people every day, do three follow-ups, and strive for those 15 presentations a month, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind or any other leader in this company that you will be successful, and it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. So whoever it is that you are staying accountable to, whoever that accountability partner is, has to be somebody that you're absolutely comfortable with, sharing your feelings with, and so forth. Because sometimes we just need to be able to unload, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we have a very difficult day or a very difficult week or even month, we need to just unload. And in that case, we certainly wouldn't want to do it with our downline, so you'd probably be better off with upline, spouse, or somebody else close to you.
So that is great feedback. Thank you so much. That's helpful. Very helpful. Thanks again, Dan.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for being on the call this morning.
Sure.
I think we have time for perhaps a couple more questions. So do you have anybody else? I'm getting pretty close. Any other questions on the line for the call this morning? Accountability. I absolutely love the golden silence. I think that means we covered the topic pretty well. I want to thank everybody for your participation. Make a goal right now. As we get off this call, make a goal. A stronger resolve to do something different. Hold yourselves accountable and truly and honestly look at this. Go back to that. Maybe sign the paper again. Fill out another application, but on there, change the vantage pack that you chose to the $100,000 vantage pack, and it'll absolutely wake you up. And you'll run at it with a totally, totally different mindset, totally different attitude, and you will do whatever it takes. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to, absolute, full-out, massive action, whatever it takes to be successful.
Thank you so much for all this practical help.
You guys are welcome. Have a beautiful, beautiful Saturday, everybody. Thank you for participating in the Proven Plan training call. And just a reminder, this will be on the website, the recording, for any of your team members that did not have the opportunity to hear the call today. Certainly send them the link so that they can reference it. Thank you, everybody, again. Have a beautiful beautiful weekend, and we will see you all soon at our next Elite Academy in San Antonio.
Thanks, Daniel.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.
Awesome.